He rubbed the animal fat all over his friend's body and killed his dogs. Well, I don't know about you guys, but that's definitely how I want my funeral to start. During the time of Homer, however, part of this was probably just a normal custom. This era saw the advent of cremation while looking back on the glory that was the Mycenaean burial. The burials of the 11th century, also known as the proto-geometric period, were very simple cremations. The body was laid out on a pyre and burned. Homer states that Achilles rubs fat all over Patroclus' body, which anyone who has ever grilled a steak knows would make the body and pyre catch much faster, and therefore makes a lot of sense. The ashes from the pyre were then collected and placed in an urn and buried. Sometimes these burials also included destructive sacrifices. These sacrifices were generally material goods that the person was closely associated with. They would have been destroyed so no one else could use them, and then buried with the ashes for the individual to take with them into the afterlife. Overall, however, the graves of the proto-geometric period appear to be rather sparse. If they contain anything, it's generally just simple pottery. Later on into the geometric period, cremation burials do become more extravagant. This included more pottery and increased ritual sacrifice. Though very ritualistic, the cremation sacrifices of the geometric period are nowhere near as lavish as Patroclus's. The extravagance of Patroclus's burial seemed to be more Mycenaean than proto-geometric or even geometric. Mycenaean burials were communal. Their graves typically hold entire families or extended families. Additionally, the Mycenaeans believed that they brought their goods with them into the afterlife. Therefore, the giant graves often contain lavish jewelry, gifts, and sacrifices, anything the Mycenaeans believed they might need later on. Two excellent examples of Mycenaean burial are the grave shafts at Mycenae and the burials at Lefkandi. In Mycenae, the grave shafts contained what we believe to be kings, who were covered with gold jewelry and masks. At Lefkandi, entire animals have been found closely associated with the graves. It seems to me that Patroclus's burial is neither Mycenaean nor proto-geometric, but instead some amalgamation of the two. We see the traditions from the proto-geometric period and the lavishness from the Mycenaean. What we are seeing is the proto-geometric period looking back on the glory days. They know things have declined since the age of heroes, and they try to impose their misguided ideas of extravagance on the customs that they already know. This is clearly supported by the number of animals Achilles slaughters, the size of the pyre, and of course the human sacrifices, which would never have occurred. This scene Homer depicts almost reads like a bad Hollywood script for a Norse ship burial, where a Viking takes everything with him to the afterlife. We know Homer is prone to exaggeration. For example, the face that launches 1,000 ships is highly unrealistic, yet it is the driving force behind the events of 2 epics. This funeral is just another case of Homer taking artistic license with history, making the past fit the present so his audience makes a stronger connection with it. For Agamemnon, king of men, heard what Achilles said, and at once his men scattered for their ships. The kinsmen stayed there and piled the wood, and made a pyre there 100 feet on either side. Grieving in their hearts, they placed the corpse atop. Many fat sheep and bulls were led in front of the pyre before they were flayed and prepared. And great-hearted Achilles, taking the fat from all of the animals, covered the body from head to foot. Then he put an amphora of honey and oil, laying it down next to the bier, and wailing greatly, he hastily threw 4 horses with arched necks upon the pyre. 9 table dogs the prince had under his table, and of them 2 had their throats cut and were thrown onto the fire. 12 noble sons of great-hearted Troy were slaughtered with bronze, for Achilles was planning evil works in his mind. Then he put the iron force of fire so that it might consume them.
Autarape togakusin anaxan thron Agamemnon. Autikalaon men skadasan kataneas esas. Ke demonas de par authimenon ne eon hulein. Poieson de purein hecatompeton enthakaienta. En de pure hupate necron theson acnumenoecer. Pola de ethiamela cae elepodas elicas bus pros de purus enderon te cae anthepon. Ec darapanton demon elon. Ec calupsa necun megathumas achilios es podas ec cathales. Peri de drata somata neae. En detete melitos cae alephatos amphiphoreas, proslechia clinon. Pissuras deriauchenas hippus assumenos enabala pure megala stenachidzon. Ennea toge anacti trapezeas cunes hesan. Caimen ton enabala pure duo derotomesas. Do decad troon megathumon huias esthus calco de ioan. Cacadefresi medita erga. Endupuros menos heike sideron ofra nemoita.